Jeffrey Rosenthal is a professor of statistics at the University of Toronto. He's also the author of Knock on Wood, Luck, Chance, and the Meaning of Everything. Jeffrey, good afternoon. Tell me about this idea that Friday the 13th brings bad luck. Where did that come from?
Well, I've always been interested in Friday the 13th because partially I'm a professor of statistics interested in luck and randomness, and partially I was born on a Friday the 13th, so I always think about it that way too. But so the origins for it, there are maybe a number of possible origins. One is during the Last Supper, when Jesus Christ was betrayed. There were 13 people at the supper, and then of course he's said to have died on the cross on a Friday, which we commemorate with Good Friday. So there you got a Friday the 13th. Other things, for example, in the year 1307, actually on Friday, October 13th in the year 1307, which I think of as my negative 660th birthday, was actually the year when, or the day when, King Philip IV of France decided to round up members of the Knights Templar, a secretive Catholic organization in France, and it was bloody, and they were tortured, and they were burned, and so on, and that stuck also as a Friday the 13th thing.
Really? So it's lasted for, boy, quite some time, and it's become really popular today, the idea of acknowledging it as being superstitious. Why is that, do you think?
Yeah, well, of course, it's not the only superstition that a lot of people believe, but it's one of a number. People believe in good luck charms and, you know, bad luck of a black cat and good luck of a rabbit's foot and, you know, so many different things. And I think a lot of those things kind of persist because people don't want to just think of the world as being a random place where things happen for no reason. They want to have explanations for why the good happens and why the bad happens and makes them feel a little bit more in control, or at least a little bit more able to understand it. And somehow, and also then there's what we could call a confirmation bias, which is that if you think Friday the 13th might be unlucky, you're going to notice every bad thing that ever happens on a Friday the 13th, but something good happens on Friday the 13th or something bad happens on another day, you won't notice it so much. So these superstitions tend to reinforce themselves.
So funny, we had some technical difficulties that were causing quite a lot of stress about 20 minutes before we went to air, and I thought, Friday the 13th, but of course it's happened like four other times since, and I never noticed the date then. So, you know, it's funny, as a statistics professor, this is so interesting because you write about luck and chance, but what does statistics actually say about the idea of one particular day or, you know, a rabbit's foot or clover, whatever, things that bring bad or good luck?
Yeah, well, the thing is, if you want to really find out if these things have an effect, as opposed to just, you know, noticing when it happens and having your own confirmation bias, then you have to do careful statistical analysis where you decide in advance, okay, we're going to test for this thing, like whether Friday the 13th is unlucky, and we're going to see if this particular bad thing, you know, whether it's an automobile accident or something, and you're actually going to test for it. And people have sometimes set up careful tests of these things, and as you might expect, when you set up a careful test and you compare what happens on Friday the 13th to other days, you know what? It's actually not that different than other days, and there's really no way. And if you think about it scientifically, there's no way that the world could kind of know it's a Friday, so that's why this bad thing is going to happen. So It doesn't really happen, but people still want to believe it.
I gather that in the late 1800s, there was even a group of prominent Americans that tried to disprove the idea of Friday the 13th bringing bad luck. Tell me about them, the 13 Club.
That's right. So there was started with a captain in New York City in the 1880s, and he had various 13 things in his own life, and he noticed them, but he noticed that he didn't have bad luck, so he decided he was going to make a point of it. So he gathered people together, and they would meet on the 13th of each month, and they would sit at tables with 13 people, and they would light 13 candles and do as many 13 things as they could, and then keep track. And he said, look, all the members are healthy and successful, so that proves that 13 isn't unlucky after all.
That's so funny. So there's all this evidence. I mean, then as now, clearly running counter to the idea of bad luck happening on the 13th. And of course, I think we all know that we're not actually any more unlucky today than we were yesterday, and still it persists, this notion of, whoa, it's Friday the 13th. So why does it linger, do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, people are fascinated by it. In fact, one of the things I talk about in my book is that, of course, in fiction, things do happen for a reason, right? In every story, well, you know, if you think this is supposed to happen, then there's going to be some way it works out and it happens. And people find that naturally appealing, and I think they want the same thing to happen in real life. And you want to say, okay, because of, you know, the day you were born, or your star sign, or whether you have a rabbit's foot, or whether you have a horseshoe, or all these different things, and people think, you know, that's how I'm going to control luck, that's how I'm going to make things happen, because people don't want to hear that bad things just happen for, you know, no particular reason sometimes, or that good things happen even if you don't deserve it. That's not very satisfying.
So would it be silly of me to ask if you have any superstitions as a professor of statistics?
you're always welcome to ask, and I would say pretty much I don't. I mean, of course, I'm not going to say that I always do everything rationally, and I have my own fears and things that don't really make sense, but in terms of an actual superstition where I say, ooh, we can't schedule this event for Friday the 13th because that's an unlucky day, that just doesn't really click with me. So, yeah, I wouldn't tend to think that.
All right. Well, thanks for the chat. You've really explained a lot, and I think probably made anybody who was worried about today feel a little more reassured. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Okay, thank you.